This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And which song are we humming today?
I love Paris in the springtime. Let's gather together to greet the storm. I love Paris every moment.
So which standard tune defines the result of the French elections and the runoff to come? Think about it. Some voters are echoing the musical divisions we just heard.
We need a change in leadership. You know, after 5 years, which have not been great, I think, for the country, now it's a time that we have to think about us, our families and kids, and what we want for them in the future.
We're already lacking behind our key other European countries, and it's time to address a number of issues. It will change many things in France.
I think Macron is able to deal with the roots of the problem.
Why I'm voting Le Pen? Because socialist is dead, is dying. And in France, is going to die sooner than you think.
Considering elections all over the world and the way they turn, the UK or in the States, I wanted to vote for France and to make sure that we make the good choice.
The inflammatory French satire magazine Charlie Hebdo has a sobbing cartoon prophet on its cover this week, referencing the terrorist attack last week in Paris. But French conservatives are not crying today. In a tense first round of presidential elections, far-right firebrand Marine Le Pen has emerged as a strong number two and will face political novice and centrist and former finance minister Emmanuel Macron in a runoff on May 7th. An up or down vote on the political establishment in France is what nationalist Le Pen has yearned for decades. But there are signs that an aroused French electorate may deliver Le Pen a definitive message on her calls for Muslim deportations and intolerance of diversity. Tomorrow may not belong to her party, says Jean-Marie Potier. He's editor-at-large of Slate France. Jean-Marie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello.
What do you think was most surprising about this result?
Well, I think the most surprising thing was that many people expected that Marine Le Pen will come ahead in the first round, and she is only she's behind Emmanuel Macron. She's only second.
Does that mean that the alternative to Le Pen is this kind of mishmash of centrist ideas behind the candidate Macron?
Well, I think it's the most suitable alternative right now because if you have a centrist candidate, people from the left and people from the right can more easily vote for him in the runoff. So I think, yes, it's the most suitable alternative right now.
But they'll be voting against Le Pen and not necessarily for Macron. That seems to be a formula for possibly what happened in the United States with Donald Trump.
What happened in the United States cannot happen in France right now because we don't have the same system. If you have more votes, you win. We don't have the electoral college system. And the difference between Macron and Le Pen is far bigger than between Trump and Clinton because right now Le Pen is polling 20 points behind Macron. I think Trump never polled more than 7 or 8 points behind Clinton during the campaign.
Good point. And yeah, in France, if you have the most votes, you win. That is true.
it's a
slight innovation you have over there. Yes. So what about the shooting? How much of an impact did that have? And of course, President Trump tried to weigh in on that shooting and affect things apparently in favor of Marine Le Pen. What do you think that was all about?
Well, we have to wait for more information and more polls to be sure of that. But I don't think the impact was really, really important because Marine Le Pen was polling at 23, 24, 25% during much of the campaign. And at the end, she only got 21.5%. So in fact, she got a result behind her average. And I think the most important influence of the shooting on the vote was on the turnout because the turnout was bigger than predicted. It was almost 80%. And I think the shooting kind of pushed the people to go to the polls, but not necessarily to vote for Le Pen.
How much of the passions in this turnout related to a verdict on Europe? And it's hard to tell whether this is a pro-Europe, pro-EU vote or a guarded anti-EU vote.
Yeah, it's quite an ambiguous vote about Europe because Macron voters are clearly pro-Europe. They want Europe to keep building as it is already. But for example, Mélenchon voters, they want another Europe, a different Europe, but they don't want a Frexit. They don't want France to exit Europe, to leave Europe. So it's a little bit ambiguous because you have very strong pro-European views from Macron voters. You have more ambiguous views from Mélenchon voters or also from Fillon or Hamon voters. And you have very anti-European views from Marine Le Pen voters. But the most important thing, I think, is that Marine Le Pen was more or less in favor of the end of Euro in France to come back to the front. And it's very, very unpopular in France. And I think it made less people vote for her in this first round.
How much of this vote and how much of the vote on May 7th is going to be about basic economic issues? There have been strikes over the last year in France, and there's a whole concern about the socialist, the sort of government intervention in the economy, yeah. That kind of idea. And there's a thought that that would change or that that would be strengthened.
I don't think it will be so much a vote about economic, because in fact, if it was a vote about economic, Macron might lose, because he was during 2 years the economy minister of François Hollande. A vote on economy in France is a basic left versus right vote. And what we'll have in the runoff will be more a vote about values and attitude towards society. And there is a new cleavage in France, which is in fact open versus closed society, for example. So it won't really be a vote about economy, I think.
Charlie Hebdo has a picture of Mohammed crying on its magazine cover this week. Any significance to that?
In fact, the campaign was not so much about terrorism until the last 3 days or about religion. It was really a campaign more about Europe and about economies than about religions and about secularism or about terrorism.
Jean-Marie Potier, thank you so much.
Thank you.